Winter is here and it's not going away anytime soon. Inflation isn't going away either. Act now and get two Eden Pure Gen 70 heaters for under $200. This deal is for 1 week only or while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie70. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you're all staying warm and being careful if you're out in the roads today. It is slick out there. We are live. I know it's a holiday. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, marking the birthday of the civil rights leader. We are live in studio. We are going to discuss at some point today the new statue in the Boston Commons, and also Biden's remarks yesterday at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, where MLK Jr. served as pastor up until his assassination. So we have some timely news in regards to the holiday today. But let's just say this on both of those topics. Whether you're looking at the statue in Boston or you watched Biden's speech yesterday at the church, pretty much have the same reaction to both, which is WTF just happened. What am I looking at? What is this?
So, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
But we got tons of topics today. I'm actually surprised at how much news there is. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, is at the border in El Paso. He's slamming the Biden administration, you know, not by name, but he is saying this is the failure of the federal government. And also in the news, which I think will be a nice segment we can get people to weigh in, is that a CNN contributor, Dr. Lena Wen, we've talked about her a lot on this show. She was the doctor who told us that masks were facial decorations a couple years after, you know, we'd all been wearing them and kids had been traumatized and, you know, small babies weren't able to figure out what words were because they hadn't seen anyone's mouths in the first couple of years of their lives. Then she told us, you know, these are just facial decorations. Well, she's 2 years too late on something else in regards to COVID that we've all been talking about and we've all known about for over 2 years. She's just getting on the train of this, and it was in the Washington Post. So we are definitely going to dive in to that story. The time delay is real. You know, I always compare it to fashion or TV shows. And we used to have exchange students sometimes, and they'd be in some of their fashion trends, and I'm not hating on them. They're all so nice. But some of their fashion trends in Europe would be like a couple years late. You know, they'd be a couple years behind us. Or the other way around. Maybe we were behind. But that is the news for the mainstream media. It's for people who rush so quickly to get a story out there without fact-checking, they're very late on real stories with actual real consequences. But before we get to any of that, the big news of the weekend, as far as I'm concerned, is another batch was discovered. Another batch bites the dust. More classified documents. That's right. More classified documents were found in Wilmington on Saturday. Total of six found in Biden's private library. It was one at first, and then somehow it turned into six. Like something out of Cinderella. Bippity-boppity-boo. Now we have six documents. Now, again, these batches are starting to add up. And I don't want to partake in any fuzzy math, but I will say that they keep saying small numbers, like the media, the White House, small number, handful of documents. But at a certain point, pretty soon, all these small batches, you add them all together, you mix them up, you got yourself a trove of documents. And I think one of the reasons I chose this as a poll question was I was thinking about all the different locations we found them so far. And it is comical. Like, that's one of the only ways I can describe the last week has been incredibly entertaining from my perspective. Selfishly, I'm enjoying all of this. But there's a layer of humor to every single location. Like, one, obviously, I think personally, the garage is the one to beat. I think the documents next to the Corvette, Joe Biden thinking that that somehow makes it better that these documents are being stored with his precious Corvette, I think it encapsulates so much of Joe Biden, old man, you know, braggadocio, sloppy, senile. I just think that's a great picture. But then you also have the Biden think tank, and that has a layer of humor to it, too, because the Biden, you know, brain building is, it's oxymoronic in nature. You can't even believe that there's such a thing. And I would love to know what kind of brainstorming sessions they were having there. The Biden brain building. Imagine one of those. Must have gone off the rails real quick. And then this latest one we have from Joe Biden's private library. And I would love to know what kind of books line the shelves. I know he reads all these leather-bound Socratic books and, you know, the PDBs and all this stuff. But I would like to know what actual books are in there. Kind of comics or, you know, what it is. But each one makes me giggle in its own way. So my question for the audience today is, which one's your favorite so far? For me, it's the Corvette. But the Biden think tank, I thought that one was going to be hard to beat. So I'm still hopeful for the future. Like, I'm still hopeful for the next batch. I don't know what could make this any better.
Pretty sure every copy of Hunter Biden's book that was ever printed is in that library.
Well, we got a lot of Hunter Biden in the news. I'm glad you brought that up because Hunter is entangled. That's the word everyone's using nowadays. I got a couple new favorite words. Tackled, entangled. He's entangled in this scandal. Because it's hard for there to be a scandal in the Biden family and not have Hunter's, you know, sticky fingers all over it, covered in ink or whatever artwork he's working on. Hunter, there's like all these conflicting reports that Hunter was living at the Wilmington house where these documents were found in the garage. Then there's other reports that he owned the house for a year. Then at the same time he was owning the house, he was paying rent, paying like over 50 grand in rent. So there's a lot of things that aren't adding up. And then you have the fact that the White House has had this slow, sloppy kind of drip of weak explanations for how this happened and how it's still happening. And now the media keeps covering this and making sure we know it was inadvertent. It was a mistake. You know, the intention was not nefarious. This was a big whoopsie. However, the timeline and the actual misplacing of the documents haven't been cleared up even slightly by people like Karine Jean-Pierre or the president's lawyer, which is why the Biden crew might need, at some point in the very near future, they might need to pin this on someone. They might need a fall man or a fall woman or a fall birthing person. And I was reading a piece today, an American thinker, about who that person might be. And I think it's a good theory. I'll share it with you later in this hour. But over the weekend, we had these morning talk shows and everyone's trying their best to spin it for Joe Biden, but also hedging their bets on how this is going to go. A lot of these media people smell blood in the water. They don't want to hitch their wagon to this guy if he's going down like the Titanic. So you've got a really interesting mix of reactions to this. But the one I want to focus on, because I noticed how you can tell who the diehard Biden fans are, people who are taking this really personally, like the people who are in a mood about this. Because you got to be able, I think, to fake it, like to play hurt, to come out there and say, yeah, personally, I'm upset that I, like, let's say I'm Chuck Todd, right? All right, so I didn't have any credibility to begin with, but I sold my last bit of credibility to try to get Joe Biden elected, and now this guy that I did everything for is failing miserably. So clearly that's going to put you in a sour mood, but you've got to be able to fake it. You need a poker face. You can't start unleashing on people. It reminds me of when you get in an argument with your spouse or something, and it's about something totally different. But it starts with like the dishes and then suddenly you're crying over the dishes and the person's like, is something else happening here? I feel like I'm missing something. Chuck Todd is like letting loose on his guests because he's hurt that things aren't working out for his guy. And so somehow that becomes Ron Johnson's problem. Like he's going to yell at Ron Johnson because he's upset that Joe Biden sucks. And so It must sting. It must sting. I'll give him that. But I want to focus on this exchange between Todd and Johnson because Chuck is upset. The real root of this is that he's upset that Republicans want to investigate Joe Biden's involvement with his son Hunter Biden's shady business dealings. So I just want to play one cut here to start off, and we have a lot to get to today. We're going to take a lot of your calls, but let's just get people going with this first cut. This is cut one, please, Chuck Todd.
Senator, do you have a crime that you think Hunter Biden committed? Because I've yet to see anybody explain it is not a crime to make money off of your last name.
So, Chuck, you ought to read the Marco Polo report where they detail all kinds of potential crimes. You know, Senator Grassley,
oh,
certainly
let me just stop you there. Potential. This is
about
potential
about,
is about, innuendo.
About $30,000.
Investigation.
I mean, Chuck, is it a crime to be soliciting and purchasing prostitution in potentially European sex trafficking operations? Is that a crime? Because Chuck Grassley and I laid out about $30,000 paid by Hunter Biden to.
I find it amazing that, and I got to give major props. I'm big on giving credit here because there's so many brilliant people who are just, you know, who just point out hypocrisy. That's all they do all day, and I love it. I don't care if it's whataboutism. I flippin' love it. Jonathan Turley is excellent, and he had a Twitter thread, and he just laid this out where he explained that Chuck Todd, along with all of his serious news colleagues like Andrea Mitchell and Jonathan Carl, they were all cheerleaders, like slobbering, trained SEALs clapping for their treats, cheerleaders for all of the pointless Democrat investigations into the Trump family, into the Russia hoax, into the impeachments, you name it. They were waiting with bated breath. They were cheering it on. They were doing backflips over it. And that's been going on for the last 6 years. But this investigation, now there's actual evidence here to suggest there's something going on, unlike all of the nothing burgers that Chuck Todd, you know, was rooting for. This really upsets him. And he's like, there's just potential crimes. Well, that's why we'd investigate. That's why we're investigating it. That's why maybe you want to look into a little bit. You know, you probably have all these highly paid people working for you at ABC or NBC, wherever he works. Maybe you guys could do a little digging. Like that's what reporters, someone should tell Chuck Todd, that's what reporters used to do back in the day. But I guess now if you see something and you say, well, that's a potential crime, you should just steer clear of it because it doesn't mean anything. If they thought that Trump had committed a potential crime or Donald Trump Jr. had committed a potential crime or Jared Kushner committed a potential crime or Ivanka Trump committed a potential crime, they were ready to spend all of your money and all of your time. And it didn't matter how long it took. It didn't matter how many courts were tied up with it. They were ready to dive in, leave no stone unturned, connect the dots. And all of that came out to a whole lot of nothing. And Chuck Todd didn't give two craps because it made him feel good. And now that they want to look into Hunter Biden, which is just, you couldn't ask for more potential when it comes to criminality. Suddenly, Chuck is just, he just doesn't think this is right. He's got a bad feeling about this. What a phony. I don't know how much of that I'm going to be able to stomach, so I started off with it, because it gets even worse. But just the entire exchange, it's like you almost want to stop the interview and say, how much are they paying you? Like, what side are you on here? What's happening? Why do I feel like it's Ron Johnson versus Hunter Biden? Like, these people defend Hunter Biden and Joe Biden more than they defend each other. How sad is that? You think Joe would offer that hard of a defense for his son? Nope. You think Hunter, who won't even acknowledge his child and is now petitioning a court to not let her take their last name, you think he has any of this loyalty for his own family? But it doesn't matter, because Chuck Todd and these people will go to bat for these criminals. For these losers and users, they do not care. They'll lay it all out on the line. 844-500-4242. We are starting off the show today with all things Hunter, Joe, the visitor logs, the VP's former assistant, who we think might have to take the blame for a lot of this. You name it, we got it here at the Grace Curley Show, and we are going to take all your calls. So get on the lines now, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
I'll take it at your word that you're ethically bothered by Hunter Biden. I'm curious, though. You seem to have a pattern.
Are you not?
I seem to have a pattern. I'm a journalist. I have to deal in facts.
Are you not? I deal in facts.
It says, Senator, my question to you is, I'm always worried. I have skepticism of both parties. I sit here with skepticism of a lot of people's work.
Yeah, okay. If you're watching Chuck Todd, first of all, get help. But second of all, if you hear him say, you know, I'm skeptical of both parties. I'm a journalist. That's my favorite thing they say. These people are such morons. I'm a journalist. I'm skeptical of both parties. Really?
A lot of journalists.
Because when you had Adam Schiff on in 2018, you weren't that skeptical of him, Chuck. You were looking at him with real doe eyes. Like you thought everything he was telling you was, you know, that was it. That was the answer. The walls were closing in. We're finally going to get Trump. You're as skeptical of Democrats as Joy Behar, which is to say, not much. And this is from Jonathan Turley. To make his case, he pointed to a 2018 interview with Representative Adam Schiff when Todd failed to push back on allegations against Trump. Todd interviewed former House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff on Trump foreign deals and bank loans. Schiff declared without contradiction by Todd that if Trump's business dealings are a form of compromise, it needs to be exposed. Now, do you think when Adam Schiff said that Chuck Todd followed up with, well, that's potential. That's innuendo. That's potential. We don't know that for a fact. I deal in facts, sir. Yeah, I doubt it. Adam, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Well, Grace, Happy New Year. I am not a journalist, but I do have something on my office wall that's called There's No Free Lunch. And I think that we should recognize that the Chinese are obviously paying. I have paid for the Penn Center or whatever it is, and they gave so much money to... They were buying influence, as simple as that, and Lord knows what they got for it. And Hunter Biden is, we all know, it's just, even the mainstream media are realizing that he's not a good guy. And either it's the Biden family, Joe Biden and his brother, I think they're all out just to make as much money as they can to get out.
Yeah, and you know what, Adam, I was thinking about this today because I was going to make it a poll question, but it's... It's funny to watch the reactions to the Biden documents and all these batches of documents, because when you really think about the scope of the Biden family and the corruption, and you look at Hunter, I mean, it's just ripe for investigations. It's ripe for journalists to actually cover it. There's so much there. And no one had any interest in it. And I was really pondering this today. I said, I wonder if the documents are going to take down Joe as a way to avoid the Hunter aspect of it all taking down Joe, because they'll just clear him out and then hope that everything goes away. When I look at the documents thing, I think it's hilarious that he's got documents next to like deflated pool floats and his old Corvette. But if I had to choose one that I think is more egregious, it's Hunter Biden in the bathtub with the crack pipes, sending emails and giving office keys to his uncle and his dad and his stepmom and all these other people. It's Hunter all day, every day. But for the media, they're ready to wash their hands of this completely. They never even gave it the college try, with the exception of a few journalists. And they're actually, and we'll get into this on the other side, they're actually being a lot harder on Joe for this document scandal than they ever were about his business dealings with Hunter. And that tells us something, too. I want to take your calls on this, 844-500-4242. Visitor logs when we come back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Happy birthday, dear Valen. Happy birthday to you.
Was that at the church yesterday?
No, that was today at the National Action Network, where Joe Biden is live right now singing "Happy Birthday" to National.
Yeah, who's the birthday girl or guy?
I'm assuming it was "Happy Birthday" to MLK, but
Oh.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, it is.
Unless somebody in the press corps had a birthday that we don't know about and they get a sash.
You know what I was thinking about today, and it's MLK Day. We're here. We're live. It's a live show. But I was thinking about the proper way to address it, because do you say happy MLK Day? Like, now everybody's super, everybody gets offended. If you phrase things wrong now, like on a holiday, that it might be a holiday, but you're really supposed to not be happy, so you're supposed to say, you know, have, I don't know. So I Google it every time there's a holiday and I'm on the air. I say, what's the proper phrasing of this? Because I don't know if I'm supposed to say happy MLK Day, and then people will be offended. But I guess because it is, you know, it honoring his birthday, it would make sense to say happy MLK Day, right?
Whenever in doubt, just pull the Kamala. Enjoy the long weekend.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to avoid coming off that out of touch. 844-500-4242. All right, we got a lot to crack into right now. Things I want to hit in this hour, and feel free to weigh in at any point. It's 844-500-4242. I want to hit, and just a reminder, we're going to go with a lot of this Biden stuff for the first hour, but we have COVID in the news. We have plenty of things regarding the border, Eric Adams, Lori Lightfoot, you name it. So the show's going to have a lot of different things. But I do think that this story has so many tentacles that I want to dive into, including the White House visitor logs, the special counsel who's been appointed. We found out more about him thanks to our old friend Devin Nunes. And also, I want to tell you a little bit about Kathy Chung, someone you might not know much about. Hard to find out a lot about her on the internet, but we're going to give you what we know. Now, before we get to any of that, before we take your calls, let's do the poll question here. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill. The number is 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which is your favorite Biden document batch location? The think tank, the garage, or the library/office?
I loved, and this is one of those things, it's like Godfather 1, Godfather 2. Like when you see the original, you go, nothing's going to top it. And then something else comes out and you go, wow, it's kind of a close call. The think tank for me, I thought, this is peak irony. A Biden think tank. Who would have thunk? Not me.
Think about what you'd think about.
Think about what you'd think about. That's what I try to do every morning. That's what I have above my door before I leave. Think about what you think about. But I'm going to have to say the Corvette, because there was something so poetic about how Peter Doocy lobbed it up and said, what were you thinking? And then he answers and brings up his Corvette, not once, but twice. And now we've got all these videos of the Corvette. And now there's more documents. But I always go back to the Corvette. We'll always have the Corvette. So that's my vote.
The garage in the lead at 81%, 17% for the think tank, 2% for the library/office. And if you would like to participate in today's Grace Curley Show poll question, you can go to gracecurleyshow.com and you can vote in today's poll.
Don't rule out the think tank, though, because that one is interesting in its own right. It's interesting that, first of all, there's a Biden think tank, but it's also interesting that there was lawyers there who were cleaning out a Biden closet. I don't know, you know, he does have money to burn at this point. Joe Biden's made so much money while being a public official that maybe he can afford to hire his lawyers as cleaning people, but I've never heard of anything like that. So,
well, it's a gig economy. You know, everybody needs a side job, even lawyers.
They're moonlighting as the cleaning people and they're helping, you know, organize the closet. So there's a lot more to unpack there, pun intended. But the Corvette's hard to beat. I won't lie about it. 844-500-4242. Let's go to Peggy. You are next up on the Grace Curley Show. Thanks for joining us, Peggy. What's going on?
Hi, Grace. This is a great show. And, you know, for a young kid like yourself, you really do have a very rational grasp of all these different scandals. You're not hysterical. There's no sensationalism. You're very clear. And it's really fun to listen to. My point today is, The bias of the mainstream media and the bias of the deep state with regard to these documents is stunning. Keep in mind that the raid on Mar-a-Lago was August 8th. It wasn't 10 years ago. And they had guns ablazes and everybody was armed. And They were going to get to the bottom of it, and now it's not a big deal. They're finding documents every single day, and it's not a big deal. And now they're so predictable. Now the Adam Schiffs of the world, now they all want to be non-political because this is a serious matter. And they're trying to cover all their bases, and it's a joke. It's a joke.
It is.
Yeah, they weren't trying to be non-political in August when it was Mar-a-Lago. Now they're going to be non-political, and let's investigate both sides.
Yeah, no, Peggy, you're absolutely right. First of all, thank you for the kind words, and what a great point you make. I love that you mentioned August 8th because I said this today. I was on with Aaron Chadbourne on WGAN, and I said, I love that we have this template. And it's not a template from 10 years ago, 20 years ago. You don't need to, you know, read the history books. It happened in August. So we know now what the bar is. We know what the appropriate reaction, according to, I'm going to use that word again, the serious people in our media, what the reaction should be. And they don't like that we're using that same template. And I would encourage everyone to go to the Boston Herald today and check out my column, if you'd be so kind, because this is the exact thing I write about. I write about how Democrats like to change the rules and they expect us to play by the old ones. And we don't do that anymore. And we shouldn't, because what's good for the elephant is good for the donkey. And if it's okay to set your hair on fire when it's Donald Trump, and I said in the column, I said, don't overreact to the documents. Just do exactly what they did when it was Trump, which is an FBI raid, setting our hair on fire, calling for investigations, calling for, you know, all sorts of jail time, all that. Why not? If it worked so well in August, what's different? The only thing that's different is that it's worse because Joe Biden was vice president and he's had these documents going on 6 years. But I think that what Peggy hits the nail on the head with is this bias from the mainstream media and also from Democrats. But I'm glad she brought this up because you'll notice that there are Democrats like Jamie Raskin, for example. And let me play this because Peggy was just saying how everyone's telling you, you know, you don't want to. We gotta think about this and let it play out. Let's get the facts. Let's get all the facts. Nobody wanted to get the facts when it was about like Russian bounties and all of these stories. You think they wanted to get the facts when it was about Nicholas Sandman before they decided to pick up their pitchforks? Did they want to get all the facts before they started vilifying MAGA country when it came to Jussie Smollett? No, we didn't have to worry about getting the facts then, because if the narrative works, if the narrative's good for the media, facts be damned, we're running with it. But now that they're nervous for Joe, it's like, well, hold on, let's all take a beat here. Let's take a beat and let's get all the facts. We don't want to rush to judgment. We don't want to make assumptions. So take a listen to Jamie Raskin. He's on with Jake Tapper. And this is one of my favorites. This is Cut 21.
Well, and I think we'll get to the bottom of all of that. I mean, that's why special counsel has been appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland. He did the right thing there to look into it. You know, I'm hoping that we will keep a sense of symmetry about our analysis of these situations and a sense of proportion about the underlying offenses. There's some people who are trying to compare having a government document that should no longer be in your possession to inciting a violent insurrection against the government of the United States. And those are obviously completely different things. That's apples and oranges. So we should keep a sense of proportion and measure about what we're talking about.
A sense of proportion. No. Sorry, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in proportion anymore. Not even a sense of it. I am now going to go by the Rachel Maddow, Nicole Wallace, Joe Scarborough approach to everything, which is I'm going to scream and yell. And I'm just, you know, it's just holding you to your own standard.
Desecration.
And I've seen people like Dave Portnoy and other people say, and a lot of these sports guys, they like to do the down the middle thing, which is fine. I don't care. But they'll say, if you were someone who tried to downplay it when it was Trump and now you're mad about it when it's Biden, then you're a hypocrite. Listen, I'm not mad at Joe Biden. I don't really care about documents. But I know now, thanks to my betters, what the proper proportion is to have, the proper sense of proportion. and I'm going to mirror it. I'm going to do the same thing. It's only fair. It's only fair. I just like to treat everybody fairly. That's what I'm about here.
Equity. Grace Curley is about equity.
You could say that. You could say that. But now they want us to have a sense of proportion. And I saw today, and again, this comes back to, you know, Chuck Todd. He was talking about how it's like a car accident. One of them's on purpose and one of them's accidental. And he's referring to Joe Biden's being an accidental car accident and Trump's being on purpose. And this cracks me up because it takes me back to Joe Biden. I mentioned this on Howie's show. It takes me back to Joe Biden when he would lie. For example, we have the greatest extensive voter fraud system, whatever that line was that he said that people ran with for a long time. I would read fact checks on it and they would say what he meant to say was this. Clearly, it was a mistake, and what he was thinking was this. They were playing Karnak the Magnificent. They were getting inside of his mind. And when it was Trump, if he made a joke or if he misspoke or if he said a number wrong, the idea was he's a liar, he's a cheat, he's a thief, he's nefarious, he does it with malicious intent. And now we're getting the same thing. So Trump had these documents, and we're supposed to believe that he's like an evil Batman villain. He's Bane. Or the Joker, and this was all part of his evil plan. But when it was Biden, we're just supposed to think that there was no bad intent here. The intentions were good. Well, the road to hell was paved with good intentions, so I don't really give a crap what the intentions were. And I got to give credit to my girl, Joy Behar, because she's the only one who's honest about it. At least she went out, and I'm paraphrasing, but at least she went out and she was like, well, we like Joe Biden, so it's okay. We know Joe Biden's sweet, do we? Do we? I don't know about that. I've read plenty of stories that would suggest otherwise, but she's really just admitting it. Like, this is our guy, so it's okay. And at least then I can actually stomach that a little bit more. But these people who try to do these analyzing of why it's different and why we're not hypocrites and why it's worse now for Trump and it's not as bad now for Joe Biden, that's the kind of crap that I can't deal with. Because it's like, are you trying to convince me or yourself? Because it's getting sad at this point for all these journalists. We'll go more into this. I want to play more of Jamie Raskin.
These are facts. Check them out.
What I did think was interesting was we have Jamie Raskin and he's, you know, running defense for Joe Biden. But then we have Adam Schiff and he's not admitting, like, he's obviously going to be a hypocrite. He's obviously going to defend Democrats and say it's different. And he did that. But I did notice he was hedging his bets a little bit. You know, he was being a little more careful. He was talking about Joe in a way that I don't think he would talk about Joe if he didn't think that Joe was on his way out. Like, he's aware that this might be the end for Joe Biden. So he's not going to throw himself in front of Joe trying to protect him from this. And I think the Democrats who are doing that, it's becoming more and more obvious that some of them are going out there and saying, this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. And we had another person, was it Debbie Dingell or someone who I'll find it during the break, who went on one of these weekend shows and said, yeah, it's embarrassing. And for them to even admit that, that means something's up. That means something's going down. 844-500-4242. I want to get more calls like that. So if you want to call in, the number is 844-500-4242. We also have to talk about the White House visitor logs, Devin Nunes. There's so much stuff to get to today. And of course, we have Joe Biden's excellent, excellent address yesterday. I noticed none of the mainstream media commented on all the lies he told, all the made-up stories. But luckily, you can get that here. We got it all to ourselves. Winter is here. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. It's very cold out there today. Be very careful. It's very slippery. And something else that's not going anywhere is inflation. So that's why my friends at Eden Pure have a special offer for this week only. You can get two Eden Pure Gen 40 heaters for under $200. Now, they're normally $129 each. But while supplies last, you can get two. What did I? Gen 70. I'm sorry. Did I say Gen 40? I love all these heaters, but I do get them confused. Okay, so we got the Gen 70 today. It's the Gen 70 heaters for under $200. They're normally $129 each, but while supplies last, you can get two for $187 total, including shipping. All you got to do is use code GRACE70. The Eden Pure Gen 70 puts out 70% more heat than old big box heaters 20 times its size. It uses 58% less energy, which saves you tons of money and really helps with your heating bills, right, Jared?
Yeah, I actually, and I know people are going to say, oh, you're going to, but I do have these Eden Pure products and I do use them. I have the Gen 70. We use it in the bathroom and it's the perfect size. It's almost, I would say, almost like a 16-ounce mug of coffee. It's square, it's tiny, it's compact, but it definitely heats up very quickly. And we use that in our bathroom. It's great. And it is another, the Eden Pure deal is that it doesn't blow your face off and sweat you out. It heats the room up very nicely.
And the great thing is now with this deal, you can have one in your living room where you sit downstairs, maybe one upstairs in your bedroom. So you're covering all your bases. You don't need to carry the heater from room to room because you're going to have two. So this deal is for 1 week only while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code GRACE70. Shipping is free. These are the Gen 70 heaters. You're getting two for under $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE70. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere.
Answering the hard-hitting questions of our time.
Let's say you're abducted by aliens.
Fine.
They haul you aboard the mothership, take you back to their planet as a curiosity. Now, would you rather be in their zoo or their circus?
It's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. All right, so I still have a lot I want to get to in regards to the Bidens and all these disasters, whether it be Hunter, what's going on with him paying rent at the house where the documents were found. The White House visitor logs, I saw in National Review today. They have a very interesting story. And I've always been intrigued by these visitor logs because I just think of what it would have been like if Trump was not offering up any information when he was going away every weekend as to who he was visiting. I think we would have a lot of journalists who would be very upset about that. But now we're finding out that there's no logs to really give. That's the great thing. If you don't keep any logs, then hashtag release the logs doesn't really mean anything to you. So we're going to talk about that. I also want to talk about the special counsel here. We had been, you know, touching on it a little bit, her, this guy, H-U-R, and, you know, what his past is, and if people had any faith in the fact that he might be able to handle this in a nonpartisan manner. And Devin Nunes was on with Maria Bartiromo. He goes on with her a lot. And he talked about his experience with, I think his name's Robert Herr. And I want to break that down. We'll play some sound from it for you and we'll get your take. But I think when we come back, I'm going to wait on that stuff. I'm going to give everyone a little breather from the Bidens just for a little bit. We're going to talk about what's happening at the border. Eric Adams.
You got good blood, kid.
Eric Adams finally making his way to the border. And also, another story that I would love to hear from the listeners on is Dr. Lena Wen finally admitting that we are overcounting COVID deaths. She's a little late to the party, but that's the only way she likes to show up. Better late than never? I don't know. We'll take your calls. We got a lot more to get to. It's Monday. You don't want to go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.